the South Checkpoint in the domestic terminal at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport closed last evening for renovations. The idea is to speed up security wait times eventually, but the TSA is warning of long lines across the country, including Atlanta, and Stephanie Stokes reports.
Atlanta passengers have taken to Twitter recently to voice their frustration about long waits at security checkpoints, one calling TSA operations woefully undersized, another shocked by a line stretching into the airport's atrium. At least one airline, American Airlines, which operates about 50 flights out of Atlanta, says the waits are causing passengers to miss their planes. Mark Howell is TSA's regional spokesperson.
The biggest thing that's driving it is the volume. We're screening about 8,000 passengers more a day than we were the same time last year.
Americans are traveling more, cheaper airfares, but TSA staffing has remained the same. With a busier summer ahead, Howell says TSA is taking some measures to try to meet the demand. That's what the three-week closure of the checkpoint is all about. They're installing new equipment on two lanes. One machine, for example, will automatically replace bins, so TSA workers don't have to. They're also bringing in 100 new officers and canine units. The additions come after Hartsfield-Jackson, earlier this year, wrote a letter to TSA saying the airport was concerned about lines and was considering switching to a private security service. Spokesperson Reese McCraney says the airport has since taken that option off the table.
We want to see how this pilot program goes. We want to see, once we've got new canine units and additional TSA officers, what kind of results that yields.
In the meantime, McCraney asks passengers to take the suggested arrival time seriously. That's 2 hours before departure for domestic flights. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.